And now, Gangbusters! Gangbusters, presented in cooperation with police and federal law enforcement departments throughout the United States. The only national program that brings you authentic police case histories.
Contest involving a wire snake, a rubber stamp, and $50,000 in cold, hard cash.
Tonight, Gangbusters has asked the Honorable John J. Sullivan, former Deputy Commissioner and Chief of Detectives of the Police Department of the City of New York, to narrate the case of the Metropolitan Motor Mouth. Commissioner Sullivan.
Thank you, and good evening, Gangbusters listeners. I'd like to begin tonight's case in the Williamsburg section of Brooklyn. Early one evening, just about a year ago, in a small, unkempt neighborhood candy and stationery store, an attractive but overpainted blonde sat at a tiny fountain, drinking a soda and reading a magazine. A few steps away, the proprietor stood counting some of the small change, which made up a good part of the store's receipts.
George.
What?
You made the soda too sweet. Will you put in a little vichy?
Put it in yourself. I'm busy.
I don't know the vichy from the plain water.
For crying out loud, I'm trying to count up some money.
Nickels and dimes. 10 years you got a candy store. You don't know how to make a soda yet.
Hey, try that. And leave me alone.
George.
Water. What?
Why don't we sell a joint? There's a lot of other things we could be doing nights, you know.
Listen, Belle, it's always a good policy to have a nice little business to fall back on.
Yeah, but a lousy candy...
Hi, Belle.
Hi.
How you doing? Hiya, George.
Call your mother, Cookie. She's at your Aunt Carrie's.
Oh, is that so? When did she phone?
About an hour ago.
George, give me 2 nickels, will you?
Listen, your old lady can wait a minute. What'd you do with the car?
What do you think I did with it? I parked it around the corner.
You want to get it stolen?
Well, how's somebody going to steal it?
Just like you did.
Nobody can steal it. They took the jumper off the ignition.
Well, get it in the garage. You got nobody to let a hot car lay on the street. Some cop's liable to trip over it.
All right, give me a chance.
Give him a chance. It takes him 3 hours to go out to Bensonhurst and lift the car and bring it back. He wants me to give him a chance. Get in the garage, Cookie. I want to get it registered in the morning and move it for a fast sale.
George, just let me call my mother. Give me a couple of nickels for a dime, will you?
Here. Call your mother and get the car in the garage.
All right. Few minutes, George.
What's with his mother all the time, anyway?
Oh, it's psycho, whatever they call it. It's got something to do with Freud.
What's Cookie and his mother got to do with anybody like Freud?
I read it once in the paper, The Mirror, on Sunday morning, a big article in the magazine section.
You think a guy who was long past the 30 mark and has already had one or two bits in Sing Sing behind him could send his old lady a buck or two once in a while and forget about it?
Well, according to Freud, you get attached to something. It's a proven fact.
Because it was in a mirror?
In Cookie's case, it's his mother. With you, it's his lousy candy store. You're a big-time operator in hot cars. You got to set up with forged registrations and special keys and a whole crew of guys. The money's pouring in from all sides.
So what's that prove?
It proves you got no business spending 12, 15 hours a day in a joint like this. 3-cent newspapers and 5-cent candies. Your ego's attached to it. It's plain psychological.
What do you want me to do, check in at Bellevue for observation?
I want you to get rid of this chicken feed business and start enjoying the money we've been making.
Listen, Belle, if I told you once, I told you 1,000 times.
How do you like that?
How do we like what?
My mother wants to know if it'll be all right if she stays overnight at my Aunt Carrie's.
I don't see what's wrong with it if your Aunt Carrie's got an extra bed.
She's worried there won't be somebody to fix me breakfast in the morning. Is she sweet?
Yeah, like sugar candy.
Listen, Cookie, get the car put up, will you?
Okay, I'm going. Have patience.
Patience. You know, you got a lot of nerve, Belle. Making a comparison between this candy store and Cookie's mother.
Lieutenant Hanson. Adler, Lieutenant. Sergeant Ryan is out here with one Happy Harry Harris.
Is that the used car dealer?
Yeah, that's right, Lieutenant.
All right. Tell Ryan to bring him in.
Yeah. Lieutenant says step right in.
Okay, Happy, in there. I want the lieutenant to meet one of the prize chumps of our day and age. Go ahead.
Listen, Sergeant, it was a perfectly honest mistake.
Boss, this is Happy Harry Harris. Happy Harry, Lieutenant Hanson.
It's a pleasure.
Sit down, Happy.
Thanks. If I can't stay long, I've got to get back to the lot, you understand?
What did his records show, Ryan?
Oh, his records are all right, boss. He just got stung like the rest of them.
Sure I got stung. These two guys drive the car up in the lot, you understand? They say, you want to buy it? I say, sure I want to buy it. That's what I'm in business for. Registration is perfectly okay with a stamp on it. But to me, it's perfectly legitimate deal. Nothing illegitimate, you understand? What am I supposed to do? Pass it up and let him go down the block to see my competition?
You should be more careful, Harry. Your dealer's gotten plenty of warning. This bunch is operating all over New York and Brooklyn.
Listen, Lieutenant, I'm plenty careful, you understand? Who's out the $1,600 in this deal? Me, that's who. I check every angle. Look, when all a bunch of thieves need is a rubber stamp with the numbers, being careful ain't enough.
Well, there's one consolation, Harry. You're not the only one who's been hit.
Yeah, thanks. It's going to make me sleep nights. But it ain't going to get me back to $1,600 I'm out. That's gone, you understand?
What did you remember about this pair, Ryan?
Not much, Lieutenant. Just while they were making out the papers, the little one asked to use the telephone.
Who'd he call, Happy?
The guy, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, sounds to me like he's talking to his mother. I can't hear very well. I'm here, he's there, I'm making out the papers, you understand? I'm not paying particular attention. But he calls her ma, over the telephone, that is.
I've been over this angle with him, Lieutenant. We got everything we need on it.
Okay, Harry. If we want you any more, we'll be in touch.
Yeah, thanks.
And you'll be more careful from now on, huh?
Careful? From now on, I investigate every deal from top to bottom, you understand? Every customer's got to bring his birth certificate. So long.
What number was that, Ryan?
22, boss. And there's no telling how many more we haven't heard about yet.
Don't you think that's just about enough?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Then suppose you start getting a line on those thieves.
Listen, boss, I got Adler, Mackey, and myself, all of us working overtime. We can't even get a smell. These people jump from Brooklyn to New York to the Bronx and back to Queens. They pick up a car here, they sell it to a dealer there.
Okay to come in, Lieutenant?
Yeah, Adler, come ahead.
Well, was Happy Harry any help?
Yeah, a lot of help, Adler. One of the thieves has got a mother.
No kidding.
You fellas better start making some progress on this. Chief's beginning to put the pressure on me, and I'm passing it right along to you. I want those thieves.
Ryan, how did Happy Harry know that one of them had a mother?
Called her on the telephone in the shack on the used car lot.
Huh?
Come to think of it, that's sort of a strange thing for a thief to do.
All the thieves I know are strange people, boss.
You know, I once handled a guy 5 or 6 years ago. We talked to him about car thefts, burglaries. He talked to us about his mother. What was his name? Cop the plea, got 2 to 5 years out of it, I think.
God, couldn't be the same guy.
You could check him.
Dallas. Cookie Dallas. Yeah, Cookie Dallas.
Well, come on, Adler. Let's see what we can dig up on Mr. Cookie Dallas.
Hey, what are you doing with my car?
Oh, me?
Yeah, you. What are you doing?
Now, look, pal, don't get excited. I was just admiring...
I know what you're up to. I'm going to call the police.
Oh, no, you're not.
What do you think I was doing?
Hey, what's going on there?
Holy...
Help, police officer! Help, you!
Hello, candy store.
Hello, George. This is Cookie. Did my mother call?
No, she didn't.
No, huh? But if she does, will you tell her I won't be home to sleep tonight?
What's the matter?
Listen, George, I had a little trouble.
What kind of trouble?
Well, I was working on a brand new Roadmaster seat net, like off the floor.
So?
So the owner walks up out of the dark. I had to bounce him one on the head. Then a cop walks around the corner.
Did you get away okay?
Well, I ain't talking for no police station. You know, he shot at me a couple of times. Lucky it was dark enough, I ducked down the subway station.
All right, now listen, we're laying off for a while. Get in touch with the boys. All of you stay away from here and stay away from the garage till I give the word.
Well, George, it ain't necessary. Nobody can identify me. It was too dark.
I said we're laying off for a while. Now go on home to Mama. I'll call you when I want you.
Who was it, George?
It's Cookie. He had a narrow squeak. You know, I've been looking for something like this, Bill. Good excuse to keep Cookie and the boys from coming around. We're stopping the operation.
So what happens to the business?
Well, the business goes on. The store stays open as usual.
I don't mean that lousy penny's worth of this, penny's worth of that business. I mean the automobile business.
Well, baby, there is now something like 50 grand in the kitty. Right or wrong?
Right, but the kitty ain't all yours, you know. Half belongs to Cookie and the boys as well, and me.
I decided it's all going to be mine. And yours.
So? What made you decide that?
That stands to reason. The man with the brains is entitled, don't you think?
Maybe. Maybe you're right, George. We could get rid of this candy store even if we have to give it away and travel. In luxury, we'll travel.
Oh, Belle, baby, how can I get rid of the candy store or go in business?
You sell it or you give it away or count me out of the deal. I'm tired of going through life with a candy store around my neck like a milestone.
Okay, Belle, I'll get rid of the candy store. But I gotta get my price.
So, Gangbusters listeners, detectives of the New York City Police Department were getting their first lead in their investigation of an annoying auto theft ring. The leader of the gang, who was planning to cut other members out of their share of the loot, anticipated trouble, but they didn't know just how much.
And now, here again is tonight's narrator, Commissioner John J. Sullivan.
Well, New York detectives were just getting a start on their investigation into this auto theft ring. It was the next afternoon when Sergeant Ryan walked from a restaurant toward a car parked on Union Avenue in Brooklyn.
Cookie's coming out, Lieutenant.
Good.
Just paying his check.
All right, Happy. I'll point out this man when he passes. His name's Cookie Dallas. He's an ex-convict with a record for auto theft. We think he may also be the one at whom a patrolman fired two shots last night. We don't know. I want you to take a good look at him and tell me if he's one of the men, the one that used the phone.
Yeah, Lieutenant. I'll take a look. But I don't have much recollection for the guy, you understand? The other one does all the transacting. The little one is just along for the ride.
Here he comes, boss.
Look him over, Happy. That one.
Now, you, bud. I'm looking.
Well?
When he gets a little closer, my eyes ain't so good, you understand? I need glasses, but I kind of feel it crimp my personality, you know what I mean?
He's plenty close now.
Yeah, yeah.
Is he the guy?
He looks familiar, that much I'll say.
But is he the guy?
Well, I can't say definitely one way or the other, but he looks familiar, you understand? Like I know him from someplace.
That's not enough, Happy.
There goes Adler and Mackey right behind him.
And keep him there.
Yeah. I wish we'd picked up his trail last night. We might have had him already.
I'm sorry, Lieutenant, but if I could identify him, I would. You know me. But the little guy, I don't pay much attention to. You understand? But I know I recognize the other guy.
Okay, Happy. If he's one of them, sooner or later, he'll lead us to the man you can recognize.
George. Shut that thing off. Shut it off.
Okay. It's off, Bill.
6 o'clock.
Well,
6 o'clock on a Sunday morning.
I gotta get the store. Customers will be down wanting the Sunday papers.
Let them get them elsewhere. Who cares?
Oh, Belle, honey, I'm sorry. It ain't in my heart to sell the store.
Yeah, well, it's in my heart.
Like you said, it must be psychology, the same as Cookie's mother.
A man with brains enough to work out a perfect racket stealing cars don't have to peddle newspapers at 6 o'clock Sunday morning.
I'm sorry, Belle, I can't sell the store. If I got to give up the car stealing racket and keep the store, I'll give up the racket.
And what if you got to give up your wife?
Oh, now, Belle, don't force me to make such a choice.
Oh, look at him. The big martyr standing there expecting somebody to shed tears for him.
Belle, I can't.
If you stick around the store, how long do you think it'll be before Cookie and the others will want their dough? How long can you stall?
I'll think of something to tell them.
Okay, George. You keep the store.
Oh, honey, baby, I'm glad you can see it my way.
I can't see it your way, George. I just got plans of my own, and they don't include any candy store with newspapers at 6 o'clock Sunday morning.
morning, Ryan.
Hello, Ryan. Adler. Is the lieutenant around?
Not right now, Adler. What's doing?
Well, Mackie and I are still behind Cookie.
Yeah? Anything?
Well, he took his mother out for an evening.
Oh, that's nice.
They left home about 8 o'clock. He took her right to the Paramount.
You go in?
Yeah, we sat a couple of rows behind him.
How's the picture?
Well, I've seen better. One of those high-class Western.
Hey, where's Cookie now?
He's buying his mama an ice cream soda. Listen, Ryan, how about talking to the lieutenant? I think we ought to give up on Cookie. Been with him since last Thursday, and all we've seen is his mother.
Your idea, Adler.
I regret opening my mouth.
Boss says stick with Cookie, so you stick with him. Maybe his mother will steal a car.
Hello, pal. Hope I ain't too late.
Oh, don't let it bother you, Cookie. There's nothing I like better than waiting in a saloon all alone. Sam.
Yeah, thanks.
What do you want to drink?
Oh, no, not a thing, Belle. I just finished an ice cream soda not a half hour ago.
What flavor?
Strawberry.
And you keep me waiting because of an ice cream soda?
Well, it wasn't the ice cream soda. It was a long picture. You can't expect somebody to take his mother out without buying an ice cream soda or something after, can you?
No, Cookie. I guess you can't.
Well, what's the deal? George ready to start operating again? It's about time.
No, George ain't ready.
Well, listen, what's the matter? I don't see it getting so hot with cops. We got a good thing. We got to milk it. Boys are getting impatient. Not to mention me.
George says no.
All right, George says no. What about the dough I got coming? What's holding that up? I could use it.
Listen, Cookie. If George is so stubborn, we could start right up operating again without George.
Well, sure we could. Without George?
Yeah. You get the boys to lift the cars. I'll take care of making up the registrations and the license plates.
Now, wait a minute, Ben.
I know what's done. I've seen him do every one of them. There's no trick to it.
Yeah, but George ain't going to be very happy.
Oh, he'll be happy enough with his candy
Ben,
store. You want dough, don't you, Cookie?
If George would give me what I got coming, I'd be okay.
He won't give you what you got coming.
Who says he won't?
I do.
Well, that ain't no way to do.
He won't give it to you unless you and the rest of the boys get together and get tough. Awful tough.
Whose side are you on, anyway?
I've had enough of George and that lousy candy store. I want to live, Cookie.
Yeah?
Oh, he dreams in nickels and dimes. Well?
I'll give you some time to think it over.
I'm anxious to get started. Start thinking right now.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
Lieutenant?
Yeah?
Mackie just called.
Where is he?
He and Adler were behind Cookie. Cookie took his mother home, then went to this bar in Flatbush. There was a woman waiting there. He went right over to a table and sat down.
Who is the woman?
Mackie didn't know, boss. He talked for a half hour or so, and then Cookie left alone, apparently went home to bed. Mackie followed him there, and Adler stayed in the bar with intentions of following the woman.
Stay here, Ryan.
Arthur.
Lieutenant Hanson.
Hello, Lieutenant Adler.
Yes, Adler.
Did Mackie call in?
Yes, we know all about the woman. Who is she?
Well, she left the bar right after Cookie did. She took a cab, went right to this apartment house on the bay. She used a key on the street door, went upstairs on the self-service elevator. Stopped on the fourth floor, and that's where she apparently got out.
Any idea who she is?
Yeah, I think so. I woke the superintendent, and he said the only woman of that description living on the fourth floor is a Mrs. George Rossi. Husband operates a small candy store in Williamsburg.
All right, Adler. Go on home and get some sleep. We'll start checking up on this couple in the meantime.
Good morning, George.
Good morning, Belle.
How's every little thing?
Where were you till nearly 2 o'clock this morning?
I told you, George. If your heart's all in this candy store, we're through. I'll make my own arrangements.
And from a good source, I understand you started making such arrangements.
What do you mean, a good source?
How do you like that, George?
Cookie, what?
Hello, Belle.
George, whatever he told you is a lie. It's a plain lie.
Cookie, watch the store a minute. Belle and I are going in back and talk this over.
Yeah, George.
Now, listen, George.
In back. Go on.
Watch who you're shoving.
In back, I said. In back.
All right.
Now, go on.
Now, listen, George.
Oh, you're going to believe me or a party like Cookie?
You should have known Cookie would come running back to me. I would have gotten away with it. Now I got to give the boys the money. I got to start operating all over again.
Yeah, but that's good, George.
All because you're too high class for a candy store, huh? Let's see if this is too high class for you.
Yeah.
I'll show you too high class, huh? Too high class!
Please,
now, sit down here. Sit down and think it over. Now on, maybe you'll act like a good wife should. A good wife should stay out of her husband's business affairs. Now, Cookie, I think everything is now straightened out.
Yeah, well, let's hope so, George. One of the boys and me get our money.
Tonight, Cookie. Tonight we start operating again. I'm now convinced the cops got no line from your little incident.
Good. I'm glad to hear it.
Like I said, Cookie, sometimes women get like that. She's what's called a psychological liar. She can't help it, you know. Makes up these stories out of thin air. I read about such a case in the Sunday Mirror. Big article in a magazine section.
All right, Happy. We'll walk by the store again. Take a good look in the window. I've got to know definitely whether that's the man.
Yeah, Lieutenant. If I can identify him, I will. I want to help the lawyer in the same.
Okay. Take your look. Well?
That's him, Lietenant. The one behind the soda fountain is him. I know him anyway. He's got that peculiar look, you understand?
Okay, hold it here.
Yeah.
Ryan, come here.
Oh, you know, I've been in the automobile business since Plymouth was a rock. But from where I sit, you never think cops work this hard.
Yeah, Lieutenant. How'd it go?
Happy, sure George is the guy.
But positive.
Good, good.
I want men on both Cookie and George 24 hours a day. If and when they grab another car, we got them right. And that's the way I want them. Right.
George.
How's it look, Cookie?
It's a new Cadillac sedan.
Doors and windows?
And lock. There won't be no trouble.
Where's the owner?
In that bar for a drink.
We got time?
Can he have his drink in 20 seconds? What are you so nervous about?
Well, it's a long time since I worked on the street.
Well, so what? You never forget.
All right, let's go.
Lean on the no-draft ventilator and I'll slip the loop through.
Okay, okay, I know.
All right, lean on it.
Yeah.
That's it. That's it.
How you doing?
Hold it.
Hurry it up, will you?
There she is.
All right, get it.
See? I'm an expert.
Now, why are you on the ignition?
Just let me handle it, George. Don't get nervous.
All right, then handle it.
You know, George, I'm surprised at you. Considering you taught me this business. Just goes to show you how rusty you can get.
Cut out the conversation, will you?
There it is.
All right, get going.
Oh, what a sweet motor.
Yeah.
You know, George, someday I'm going to lift one of these caddies for my own personal use.
Yeah, it looks like we're okay.
There's nothing to worry about, George. It was like lightning.
Yeah. I guess I was just a little upset about Belle. Who'd ever think a wife of 7 years standing would suddenly lose her head like that?
You know, for a while I believed her.
Ah, Cookie, I wouldn't do a thing like that. Not me.
Yeah, and then I got to thinking. George wouldn't do a thing like that.
Don't waste any time. Get this thing into the garage.
Yeah, I want to get home. I promised my mother I'd hang some pictures. You know, I got a mother that just...
Cookie.
They're right in back of us.
Gun it. We can leave them in this boat.
Coming up on this drive. It's down to the floor now.
Take the corner.
Hold on.
Watch it.
I can't hold it.
Cookie!
Maybe they're faking.
Oh, that ain't faking.
Adler, get an ambulance.
Yeah, it's a call box on the corner.
Well, boss, I guess we got them.
I guess so, Ryan.
Hey, look at that mess.
You mean the thieves or the car?
The car. The thieves can be patched up.
Yeah, and they'll have a long time to mend.
Well, gangbuster listeners, these car thieves were taken to the hospital and eventually recovered from their injuries. the whole gang was arrested, tried, and convicted. Its principal members are now serving their terms in Sing Sing.
Thank you, Commissioner John J. Sullivan, for this most interesting case history. And congratulations to all the New York detectives who participated in this difficult investigation. Tonight's case was dramatized by Stanley Niss and directed by George Zachary with Vandal Kramer and Eileen Palmer in leading roles. Olin Tye speaking. Gangbusters is a Phillips H. Lord production.